The case of the person in question, Michael, and the family's desire for answers has been raised on a number of occasions at ministerial level with the UK government, following new evidence unearthed, as you've mentioned, since the dismissal of the initial inquest in 1973. The Attorney General for Northern Ireland ordered a fresh inquest into the person in question's death on the 30th of April 2024. Unfortunately, this new inquest was never commenced due to the UK Legacy Act introduced in May of 2024. The Joint Framework on Legacy, which was announced just this September 19th by two governments, fundamentally reforms the 23 UK Legacy Act. It aims to provide a pathway to truth and accountability and, to the extent possible, justice for those most affected by the violence of the Troubles. It lifts the ban on inquests and provides a way forward for those inquests, such as the inquest of Michael, which was ordered but not commenced before the 23rd Act. Once the implementing UK legislation has been passed and enacted, Michael's question, the person in question, or Michael's case, will be independently assessed by the UK Solicitor General to consider whether it will be most appropriately dealt with by the Reformed Legacy Commission or via the coronial system. The assessment will be carried out on the basis of specific criteria set out in legislation, including the views of families and the next of kin.